The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Yeah, baby, AM 970 The Answer. Hope you're having a great back-to-work week. It's just two more days. And Joe Piscopo is back in this chair, the honorable Joe Piscopo chair. In fact, Joe, I felt a little bit, he's rejoined us from Italy. I felt a little bit, antsy sitting down in it. Like I stood for the first 2 hours today, but I've finally given up on the standing up thing anymore. I used to work at a station years ago, Joe, where the tables were all at standing height, and then they had the big bar stools, so you could stand or sit, you could do whatever you wanted to. This is a little bit different here. It's all of a sit-down operation. But anyway, Carol Markowitz is here, and Joe Piscopo's checking in from Italy. Take it away, sir.
No. I'm thinking that a higher board would be actually a good idea.
But yeah.
A higher board, because I like to stand. Sometimes I get pumped up. When we do the video feed, I make sure I stand up, you know, and while George is shooting Frank or something. You know, I always stand up.
Why is Joe's belt buckle right behind Frank Morano's head? I don't understand that.
I think that shot when we stream live on TV or on Twitter or the Facebook or whatever we do, and then we the shot behind Frank's head was a door handle, which I hated. So I put the logo of the station behind.
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, there, Kevin. Oh, thank you. So we're here. I'm on the bus now, and we're off to Tuscany. We're taking a trip, just a quick trip to Tuscany, coming back, and then we're packing, locking, and loading, and heading back home. But it's really great. So Joe is here with us. We got all the Diana is here from Brooklyn, and everybody's here from all of, I'm telling you, from Nevada. Folks came from Nevada. They came from Texas, and they weren't even listening to the show. They just saw a Perillo Piscopo tour, and they came with us, and we're having an absolute blast. So we're having a great, great time. But Joe said we should sing on the bus. I'm tempted to sing 100 bottles of beer on the world. They'll leave me off somewhere. No, you leave me off in Sorrento. You guys will keep going on, right? But it's been great, and we're coming back. Everybody, we're homesick. We're getting home soon, but Kevin, appreciate you sitting in like that. And,
sure thing.
Having a great time.
Go ahead. No, I'm just curious. You're off to Tuscany now. Are you planning on shipping back, you know, a few cases of the best vintages that you're going to find there in the Italian wine country?
Can I plug the show I'm doing on Saturday at Rockville Center? I'm plugging the show at the Madison Theater. It's a beautiful, beautiful show.
No, I asked the boss about that, and we can't plug the Rockville Center show at Madison Theater on Saturday with Joe. It's almost any of your other shows we can, but the Rockville Center Madison Theater, we can't do that one.
So the point is that I don't usually drink anything if I'm working toward a gig, so I haven't really. And between you and I don't want anybody on the bus to hear it to think I'm crazy. I probably won't drink any wine today because the alcohol is not good for your voice. I want to make sure we're great on stage. And then don't forget the next Saturday on November 7th with John Katzimatidis and Margot, we're going to be doing the St. Francis Pantry, that Doodles.
Right, hunger, right,
so
right.
That at the Chelsea Piers, that's nothing. And I'm doing a show. So to answer your question, not booze, but I did eat. And that's what everybody's asking me. Joe, did
no,
you?
No, no, no. Joe, what I asked was, can you send back some cases of the
for
finest.
Him, for Kevin. For,
well, you know, it could be for Frank or Jerry or Carol or Matt or somebody else. But, you know,
all
just
right.
Slip me a bottle or two.
Well, I got the hit. It's actually a good idea. On its way, Mr. McCullough.
What color tie do you have on right now, Joe? What color tie do you have on?
You know, I don't. I'm actually have, and I have an open pink shirt, open collar. I'm not wearing a tie, believe it or not.
You've got a jacket with a pocket square on, I'm sure.
What, you got a camera in here? You got a camera? Right. I do. I got the pink pocket square to match the pink.
Thank
shirt.
You so much. You were pretending last hour to be this casual guy in your tennis
it is
shoes.
He's casual. He has no tie on.
Fair
so
enough.
Casual.
Yeah. No, Carol, I'm not wearing a tuxedo. That's casual for
right.
me. I'm not wearing a tuxedo. It's like that. Hey, so it's been so great, and I want to thank everybody again, Kevin, if I may. The Columbus Citizens Foundation sponsors these phone calls, and we're so appreciative of the Columbus Citizens Foundation helping out kids get scholarships. And they've been helping out Italian Americans since 1944. And it's the biggest parade in the world. And this is the year. I've been saying this all week long and still pumped up since Columbus Day. Yes, Columbus Day is that the Italian American community, certainly in New York, has come together like none other this year. And it's through Angela Vivolo and Marion Pardo and all the good folks at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. We got the statue. It stands. Mother Cabrini's statue is going up. And we're just very excited about that. So we appreciate the support. You know, Kevin, you're Irish. The Irish pretty much, they always do okay. The Italians, we need some help. I'm just saying.
Well, we haven't been in control of Tammany Hall for a really long time. So I don't know what you're talking about there. But, one of the things,
Is there an Italian? That's right.
What I'm very surprised at, Joe, is that the Columbus Citizens Foundation is actually still allowed to have the word Columbus in its name. Like, in some way, Mrs. de Blasio didn't get to you guys and spike it yet. Like, you would think that you guys would have been target number one for, you know,
there's still time, Kevin.
Mrs.
There
D,
is
but,
still time.
Yeah. So,
don't
anyway.
Give them any ideas.
We didn't even talk about this, but it's so true, because that's exactly what would have happened if we let it happen.
No
but
kidding.
We stood strong with the statue. We stood strong. And then it was fun. Oh, everybody showed. I'm going to tell you, everybody. En masse showed up at the Columbus parade because it's indigenous people. The indigenous people have their own day. You know, it's November 9th. Did you know that? November 9th is Indigenous People Day. And sure, and November is Indigenous People Month. But they got to take it away. They got to take away Columbus Day. They didn't want Mother Cabrini. But when Chaz Palminteri showed up, then I knew it was serious. And he went over. Listen to me. He went over to Governor Cuomo. And I think he went in and he closed the door and said, "Nah, you can't leave." And we got the Mother Cabrini statue, thank God. So, and it's all good. And no matter what, you know what the beauty of it is, the country is based on the ethnicity from around the world. And,
that's right.
You know, I always appreciate when I'm here in the homeland, brother, I got to tell you, I could just feel my grandparents, you know, walking the streets, the courage to get on a boat. And even the Italians have said to us, you know, the Italian Americans are more, and the Irish Americans feel the same. You're more Italian, you're more Irish. If you leave and then you go, you appreciate your heritage so much more, you know, and knowing that you're going to the greatest country on planet Earth, you know, the United States. So it's all good, and we're all together on this, and we got to just keep the fight. So it's all good, Kevin. I just want to say hey. And Carol, thank you for sitting in. Matt Sambolin, thanks for producing. Everybody on the bus, you got to say hi to McCullough. He's on the radio.
Hey!
Hello, Carol.
This makes up for not being in Italy, right?
We got to Italy, and then they all turned into Italians.
All right. Hey, Joe, good to hear your voice. We'll talk to you again at the top of the next hour.
And thanks, Steve Perillo. They did a great job, and we're with the greatest people in the world, Kevin. Thank you. God bless. Godspeed.
And remember, it's
love
the
you guys.
Yeah, you too. You too. Hurry back. I'm telling you, New York morning radio is not the same without you. And it's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Don't let City Hall take it away. keep it strong. I was thinking something that he said there, Carol, resonated with me, and that is, you know, we think of America as the melting pot, but if you want to be in the boiling center of the melting pot, New York City is it.
Oh, yeah.
And if we start homogenizing everything, if we start blanding out everything, every ethnic group that had some sort of history that wasn't favorable, et cetera, we're going to turn, you turn society into something that nobody wants to be part of. The reason people like to come to New York is because it is a group of people all living in the same apartment buildings, all crushed on top of one another on the subway. The smells of the different restaurants that come from the different influences. And if you take any of that out, if you let us no longer be the microcosm of planet Earth in one city, you lose what New York, the key secret to what makes New York great.
Absolutely. I think the fight against cultural appropriation over the last few years is anti-melting pot. It says don't join each other. Don't get together and really become a melting pot together. Stay separate and keep your own cultures instead of, you know, becoming all American like one.
Well, and I would think that the more that we agree that we all come from different places and kind of have an appreciation for that, the less the same we have to be with each other.
Right.
Because if there's an understanding that we can, you can be fully Russian and Jewish in background, and I can be fully Scottish, Irish, Texan, whatever it is that I came from. But we can be friends and we can have this amazing sharing of culture and history and explanation of things. It makes both of us stronger in the process.
Yeah.
If
although
you reduce
I am
everything
open
down to just vanilla Jello, nobody wants to eat that.
Absolutely. But I am open to converting to Italian. I love the food. I love the culture. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, and there's other dining out dialogues you're going to be part of. We're going to make sure that happens. In fact, you were invited to an Italian one for November, but you turned us down.
Yeah.
So. All right. We got
I hate
a lot,
turning you down.
We got a lot to get to. Coming up this hour, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. And then there's a couple of other things I would love to kick around on the phones. 877-970-2999. Joe's been on hold for a bit. Let's talk to Joe from the Bronx. Hey, Joe, you're on with Kevin McCullough and Carol Markowitz.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to kind of like continue a conversation that I had over the weekend with the guest that stood in for Frank Morano. Basically, we're talking about pensions, the New York City.
All right. Thanks for the call, Joe. I have no clue what you're talking about, and I don't know why we would continue that conversation now since people are listening on their way to work right now. But I appreciate the effort. Was that uncivil? By who?
No, it wasn't uncivil. I mean, you could have given him a quarter of a second more of an explanation
coming,
of why your
was
call doesn't work.
To Joe's show to talk about something, some point he didn't get to press with Steve Levy over the weekend.
Okay.
And people listening right now have no context for that.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, so you could be a slightly more civil, like, hi, thank you so much, but no, bye.
I was also warned that there's problems with Joe from the Bronx sometimes, so I was also looking out for our audience a little bit. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher this hour, Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal in the 9 o'clock hour, and then your calls. So I've got a couple of questions about the Baghdadi kill.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, Frank Morano, our esteemed colleague, Joe's esteemed producer, and the man who I favorably say may be the greatest producer in all of talk radio in terms of his skills and abilities and what he has put together by way of a resume of shows that he's worked on and how those shows have performed, et cetera. I really have the most immense respect for Frank, but he's wrong a lot. And he said over the weekend that the, and I'm paraphrasing what he said on Twitter, I should look it up probably, but the gist of the post was that the kill of Baghdadi essentially justifies Trump in the pullout, and that his word was like, every neocon that has disputed the president over the last few days needs to be basically banned from TV forever, that they were that wrong about the Syrian pullout. Now, he's not here to defend himself, but
which is,
I will
which is
find
the best
the tweet.
Kind of argument with Frank. I like the one where he's not here to defend himself.
But you saw the tweet and you took some umbrage with it.
So
why?
I would just say that I would agree with Frank only if we're also admitting that bin Laden being captured on Obama's watch means that all of his foreign policy was correct as well. And is that what Frank is saying? Is Frank saying that because Barack Obama, you know, quote unquote, captured bin Laden, that everything he did foreign policy wise was okay then? Because I find a problem with that. I had a lot of problems with Barack Obama's foreign policy.
Yeah.
And just because he managed to be in charge when bin Laden was captured, that doesn't mean to me that all of those foreign policy decisions were correct.
But you know what's interesting about Obama is he campaigned on, we're gonna get out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Day one. That's what he said.
Day one. And this the whole campaign, it's, mm-hmm. you know, George W. Bush is a warmonger.
Right.
McCain's going to extend that. And this was the argument that he made to the American people. Code Pink were big Obama supporters, mm-hmm. and they really thought he was on the right track. And then after he got the nomination, he got his first daily intelligence briefings from because the nominees begin to get those during the campaign cycle. And all of a sudden, he didn't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when he got inaugurated, he kept Bush's entire defense and foreign policy team in place.
Right.
You remember it wasn't McChrystal. It was the Petraeus. He kept Petraeus in his position. Mm-hmm. He kept all of the generals in the same position, and he kept the same Secretary of Defense, and there was one other high level, a national security advisor, something like that. And then he basically followed.
Yeah, he never even closed Gitmo. I mean, that was
which
one
he
of
had
his
promised
key
big time
things. Yeah. Right.
Well, it's just interesting that when you actually have the facts, mm-hmm. like the presidents get in their national intelligence briefings, sometimes you come to a different decision.
But so my problem with Frank's comment is that I don't think that one individual result justifies a larger policy.
Well, Frank just hates neocon foreign policy.
But I also hate that term because I don't consider myself a neocon because I've always been conservative, and to me, neo means new, and that's actually what it does mean.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I find a real problem with the idea that there are some people who want war, or I mean, I want some military action sometimes, and other times I don't. And does that make me a neocon, Frank? Does it?
Maybe. I tell you what, in place of Frank responding, how about we take your calls, 877-970-2999. Morano's basic premise is the people that said that Trump was wrong on the pullout of Syria don't get a voice because he was able to take Baghdadi while the pullback is going on. In other words, he could walk and chew gum at the same time. Is Frank right? Or is Carol right? Should it be more of a case-by-case basis by which you listen to these voices that tend to be more hawkish on military things as opposed to Trump, who has been definitively unpredictable on his military actions? He's seemed aggressive in some ways, and he's pulled back in others. 877-970-2999. Who's right, Frank or Carol?
Such an easy
answer. I'm going to be Switzerland on this. I'm just going to let the two of them have the argument, and I'm going to watch and facilitate the phone calls. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Let's check traffic. Here's Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting to move a lot better on the Cross Island northbound, heading toward Union Turnpike. Crash cleared out of the way there. Southbound still jammed, approaching the LIE. Collision has at least one lane down. That's got you hitting the brakes from the Throgs Neck Bridge. Slow go on the Van Wyck northbound between Rockaway Boulevard and Main Street. We've got some heavy delays on the Belt westbound, approaching Springfield Boulevard. FDR southbound, that's a heavy ride moving between the Triborough into the 90s. Still crawling on the West Side Highway southbound. Accident involving a motorcycle after 125th Street. That's got you solid from before the Cross Bronx. All lanes still subject to closure there. You're going to see a heavy ride on the Bronx River Parkway on the southbound side between 233rd Street and 177th. Hudson River Crossings inbound at the George, 25 up, about 10 to 15 down. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 25. Inbound at the Holland, 20 from the Turnpike, 40 from the 1 and 9 approach. Going to be a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, close to 65. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take a leap of faith, an educated risk that can turn your dreams into reality. Become a goal-getter. You don't gamble. You're informed, fearless, and free to make your own investment decisions. Believe it's your God-given obligation to achieve. For a Tradeway goal-getter, money often is not the object. Making a difference is. Goal-getters build legacies for their families, help friends, and communities. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Step one, start your journey. For $99.95, you can bring your entire household, plus a friend, with a full money-back guarantee.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, November 15th and 16th. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
While I'm on the Perillo Piscopo tour in Italy, I wanted to tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, as we all did. Perillo Tours have been operating for 75 continuous years. Steve Perillo represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel. You're right on the Spanish Steps, right? Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo tour. Taking all the stress out of traveling, call for your new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Don't forget Perillo's Hawaiian vacations at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels. Perfect for honeymoons, everything included at one low price. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Terrorists who oppress and murder innocent people should never sleep soundly, knowing that we will completely destroy them.
That was the president from, of course, his big press conference yesterday, as he was telling the world basically what had happened. And it was one of the better moments he's had as a commander in chief, because he was able to Carol, you and I have talked about this. The press didn't like it. They said he was too braggy in how he went about it. I thought it was just right. And my favorite part was where he said, and I want every follower that this dog had to see what we did to him. I'm paraphrasing. But it was a great moment for American military strategy, might, example of what we do to terrorism. And here to join us, who may have some thoughts on that very impressive press conference yesterday morning, is none other than the conservative happy warrior himself, and a good friend and colleague here at Salem Media, Mike Gallagher.
Except when I'm late and you just glared at me, so that's good. I got a Kevin McCullough glare through the glass because I'm a few minutes late.
Now, he was walking, and I looked at the thing and said, come on in, come
I'm
on
like,
in.
I'm like, oh, crap, I was supposed to be here a few minutes ago.
No.
By the way, I'm shocked at some of your reporting. The media didn't like his press conference yesterday.
Said
I'm
he was
shocked.
Too braggy.
I'm shocked. Well, they didn't approve of taking out al-Baghdadi? Well, at least they didn't immediately go on the Sunday morning news shows and whine and complain about, oh, I don't know, not telling Pelosi. They didn't do that, did they, Kevin?
Yeah, for like endless hours.
Like he owes her anything.
Right.
Or Adam Schiff. Can you imagine leaking to the Democrats earlier in the week that this was happening and how quickly they would leak it in order to sabotage it to prevent him from having this triumphal moment?
He actually, play cut number two, Matt, because he actually kind of indicates what his fear would be in doing so. Listen to this.
Inform Speaker Pelosi ahead of time?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I wanted to make sure this kept secret. I don't want to have men lost and women. I don't want to have people lost.
That's really revealing.
Well,
like he thought
true.
It would actually be a security leak if Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff found out.
You know, I heard that as he didn't want too many people to know. The left is very upset about the whole he didn't tell Pelosi, and they particularly don't like that line that implies that Pelosi's a big mouth and she would have blabbed it to other people. But I took it as he wanted to keep the circle of knowledge small. I wouldn't necessarily see that as a direct attack on Pelosi.
I respectfully disagree. I mean, everything is that is coming out of the secret, super secret, super duper impeachment inquiry in the basement of the Capitol building is being leaked selectively with the goal of taking him down. That's the whole end game. So why
I
in the
agree
world?
With that.
Yeah. So why would he believe that suddenly they'll act in good faith?
Yeah, in honor.
With honor and with dignity over this? They're not. That's the problem with this whole process. Listen, you want to impeach him, and I've said this over and over, impeach him. Bring it out in the open. Mm-hmm. Take the votes. Let's have a trial. Let's let the people decide. Let's watch. Let the American people be a part of this. The American people are being shut out of this process, so it makes no sense that the president would risk this operation. And remember, Carol, it wouldn't just be a leak that would directly come from Nancy Pelosi. It would be unnamed sources are telling the New York Times.
Right.
But it's these. Make no mistake, these leaks right now are coming directly from Adam Schiff.
My point is, he didn't tell anybody else either. It's not like he went around telling his friends who he does trust.
No, that's
trust.
True. That's true. And you know what?
I thought he told Richard Burr. I thought that Richard Burr was involved.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that he followed the same protocol, basically, that Obama and Bush did in similar operations when they carried them out. You keep the circle of information very tight on this until it's done. And that's when he went on Twitter and said, I've got a big announcement tomorrow. Right. Something big happened.
I just love that when we all got up at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and there was a lot of criticism from a lot of the Never Trumpers in particular, who said he should have just made the statement and not answered questions. When he answers questions, he gets himself in trouble, blah, blah, blah. That's not who he is.
Yeah.
That's not. You want to talk about protocol? Throw that out the window. He wants to engage. He wants to talk to reporters. He wants to explain why we did what we did. And incidentally, I hope you heard the good news. The dog has recovered.
Oh,
the dog
good.
Recovered.
Fantastic.
There was a canine, one of the war dogs that was injured, and they didn't really reveal how extensive the dog's injuries are. He's back on the job.
Did you see the front page of the Times this morning?
I try to avoid it every chance I get.
And I understand that, but I just want you to see what the crater
I
looked
break
like.
Into like hives when
this was. That was Baghdadi's
But guys,
house.
But do you love the? Did you see the Washington Post
it looks
headline?
Like,
oh, that was absurd.
An ashtray.
The Washington Post. This headline: leader of Islamic State dies.
Yeah.
At least they say in raid. Washington Post made it suggest like he died of old age or something. had heart into the arteries.
The brilliant thinker died
the
of old
austere,
age.
The austere scholar. They have been the funniest thing on Twitter yesterday, and I hate Twitter, I hate social media, but I love to observe, and I was observing all the fake headlines. Charles Manson, noted artist and musician, passes peacefully in his home. I mean, all these funny headlines to mock the Washington Post, but I'm not kidding you, heads are rolling over at the Washington Post over what they did yesterday. Really, the literal headline was something like, austere religious scholar al-Baghdadi dies at 47.
Oh, that's sickening.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, he was the oldest looking 48-year-old I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but when you read the obituary in the Washington Post, and literally it was for the obituary. Who gives a monster like this an obituary?
Yeah.
It was literally the obituary, and the obituary included things like, he was a quiet man. He wore wire-rimmed glasses. And I'm not Kevin.
No,
look that up.
I will. The interesting thing about this, though, is that I think that every one of Trump's supporters loved the way he put the onus on how bad this guy was.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
When you remember the King of Jordan flying his jet to go fight, because this guy burned one of his guys in a cage.
Alive.
This guy deserved every ounce of hell that he earned yesterday.
Yeah. No kidding. Every bit of it.
Drink what's coming up at 10?
Well, we got all of this and more. We're going to dive into the Washington Post and the media frenzy over this. I've got the great Kimberly Strassel is going to be on the show at 11:30. Love her. Love her work. So we got a busy day, and we're off and rolling. Great job
Sounds
this
good.
Morning. Great seeing you, Carol, and the
Thank
team.
You.
Keep
all
it
right.
up, guys. Happy
every
Monday.
Every morning at 10 o'clock, the happy warrior holding his post. Oh, you brought breakfast. Thanks.
For me.
Oh, for you.
Sorry.
Well,
tomorrow.
Next time. Yeah. Hey, good to see you, Mike. All right, so we've got a lot yet to get to. Let's take a call. Let's take a break. Got to take a break. Check traffic, news, weather. It's all with Brandy Scott right here.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor de Blasio has had his security detail drive his son Dante back and forth to Yale University. Noam Layden has the story.
The New York Daily News reports executive protection unit detectives drove Dante to Yale at least 7 or 8 times during his freshman year. The paper says Dante faced no security risks at the time. The Daily News also says the same security detail also moved de Blasio's daughter out of an apartment in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
A taxi cab crashed into a subway station this morning in Queens. It happened around 6 a.m. at Hillside Ave and 169th, closing that entrance to the F train. Subway service was not disrupted. One person was injured, and the crash is still under investigation. President Trump did not get a friendly welcome at the World Series. The president attended Game 5 between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals last night. When he was introduced on the ballpark's public address system, the crowd responded with boos and some chants of lock him up. In the NFL, both New York teams lost. The Jets were defeated 29-15 at Jacksonville, and the Giants were bested by Detroit 31-26. In Major League Hockey, the Rangers lost to the Bruins 7-4, and the Islanders defeated the Flyers 5-3. Game 5 of the World Series went to the Astros 7-1. Checking traffic, heavy delays on the Deegan southbound approaching Willis Ave. We've got an accident taking out at least one lane. Southbound West Side Highway, that is crawling toward 125th Street. A collision there involving a motorcycle. Checking weather, mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Close to 65 degrees for the high. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures dip in the mid-50s. Now you know what's going on. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist of the Oxford Club.
Now, I've been following Alex's work here for 15 years. Alex joins me in what we're calling the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online event that will show you how to get wealthy in the booming Trump economy. Alex, right now, there are more millionaires created each day than at any other time in history. Yet at the same time, many hardworking folks get left behind.
And that's exactly why we created the Great American Wealth Project, to help those who aren't ready for retirement and deserve the chance to retire rich. At the event, I'm giving away details on my number one millionaire-making stock.
Alex and I reveal exactly what it takes to supercharge your wealth. Plus, I'll show you how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. So please make sure you join us at the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Guess why crime rates spike on Halloween? Yep, thieves and the burglars know you're out and your home is vulnerable. This Halloween, trick-or-treat with peace of mind, knowing that you can watch your home with Blink Home security cameras. Blink cameras are wire-free and they set up faster than you can rip off your kids' candy. And they run on a pair of lithium batteries for up to 2 years. When your camera detects motion, like someone snooping around your home, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app. You see what your Blink cameras see. And your Blink XT2 two-way talk feature let you talk to whoever's there. So no matter where you are, it's like your home. And now through November 3rd, I got you up to 20% off Blink indoor and outdoor cameras and systems. That's right, 20% off. All you have to do is visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Thanks to Blink, home security and Halloween just got easier. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company and it works with Alexa.
You know, when people meet me, they say, Joe, what's Rhino Shield? What is that really all about? I tell them exactly what it is, what a wonderful product it is, and how great it turned out for me when I Rhino Shielded my home. It's a long-lasting 25-year coating that gives the appearance of fresh paint, and it means you never have to paint again. It won't chip. It won't flake. It won't peel. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, to aluminum, to block or vinyl. Go on anything. I put Rhino Shield on my house. My house never looked better. It looks freshly painted, makes the house look spectacular. And best of all, I don't have to worry about painting again, you know? Rhino Shield comes with a 25-year transferable warranty. Save yourself thousands. Call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Joe Piscopo for Rhino Shield. You can also check out, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Go Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
So glad to have you with us, AM 970, The Answer. A little U2 in the morning gets things going. I have a question. Do you remember, see, my bride and I disagree with this, but this bumper makes me remember it. We're in for Joe Piscopo, by the way. AM 970, The Answer. The phone line's open, 877-970-2999, and we're going to get your calls right away. But that particular song, I always thought was the same theme that they used on the Infiniti car commercials. And we had this argument, and my bride's like, no, that's not the song. I'm like, no, they use that. And I've never had that argument settled. So if somebody knows,
is that current commercial?
It was a few years ago, but it was around the same time that single was hot. For you too.
That was like the 90s, a few years
late
ago.
Late 90s. Maybe they revived it. I'm not right. Sure. Uh-huh. We'll figure that out. We'll get the research department on that. Carol Markowitz is her name. You read her in the New York Post. Make sure you check out her column tomorrow. What's it about?
It is about the end of single-sex spaces. You can't have all-girl or all-boy anything anymore.
You write a lot about kids and educational stuff and all. I'm going to look
forward
to that.
Grown-ups, too. They got rid of like a woman's a co-working space that was just for women. Now they have to allow men. You know.
Well, of course you do.
Right.
Because if the current trend towards there's no distinction between the two holds, then that's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
Let's stay on the issue of Baghdadi getting killed. Let's talk to line one, Dave calling from Queens. David, welcome to Joe Piscopo show. Kevin McCullough, Carol Markowitz, AM 970 The Answer. David, are you there? Let's go to the other Dave, calling from Irvington. Dave, welcome. You're on AM 970, The Answer.
Nobody wants to talk to us.
They look like they're there. Do we have the, honestly, nothing on the phone. All right. Call back, guys. We were ready to take your calls. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Something we didn't get to with Mike, and I would have if we had had more time, but he had to rush off because he's got a big nationally syndicated broadcast to do, was the cold open from Saturday Night Live this last week. Now, Carol, I don't know if you're a Saturday Night Live fan.
I'm not.
I'm kind of addicted to it.
Really?
Even though they are mostly anti-Trump.
I
kind of watch to see what the other side thinks.
Yeah.
And I actually think that Saturday Night Live, I'm almost convinced that they have become an arm of the Trump campaign because of what they are doing to basically people that appear to support the mm-hmm. president. Let me give you an example from this week's cold open. Now, the setting is it's Alec Baldwin doing Trump, and he's at a rally, and they have everybody behind him in MAGA hats and shirts, and mm-hmm. they're all chanting along with him and so forth. And then he brings up people from the audience to support his cause in the current state of affairs. And this character was played by Cicely Strong.
First up, we have Christine from Las Cruces.
Yes, I am. And I'm proud that you asked me up here.
I think you got a couple of typos on that shirt.
Nope. This was taken verbatim from one of your tweets, therefore it's correct. The words need to change because you said so, sir.
Okay, we'll explain to everyone what the Dems are doing with this impeachment.
This man is under attack. It's deep state lizard conspiracy, and everyone's in on it. The CIA, the FBI, the MIC, the KEY, and the MOUSE.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, and then she marches off, and he brings out somebody else. And then A.D. Bryant had a character a little bit later that was just as kind of, rednecked, I guess, is how people would put it. The shirt, by the way, that Cicely Strong was wearing said "Keem America Gray Grain," and I just think that when SNL says this is how we're going to picture the average Trump supporter,
right?
I think what they're doing is guaranteeing that Trump's going to win a bigger reelection every single week.
I feel like nobody learned the deplorables lesson of the last election.
Explain.
That Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters deplorables. They embraced that and came out for him even more passionately than they would have before.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see if they keep this up, because I actually tweeted the second that aired that they're probably doing him a favor. But you know that Alec Baldwin doesn't support the president, and you know that he's even said he doesn't even really like doing the character any longer, although it gives him a nice paycheck, so who's going to argue with that? He won an Emmy for it, didn't he? Didn't the Trump character? Somebody check this out. Charlie, check this out. I think Alec Baldwin won the Emmy a year ago for the Trump depiction. He was at least nominated for it mm-hmm. if he didn't win outright. But I don't know. Do you think that the more that the mainstream entertainment culture, those of you listening right now, 877-970-2999, do you think that the more that they make the Trump supporters to be these buck-toothed, flannel-wearing ninnies from
the
hinterland, that they're aiding in his reelection?
It's amazing that the same voters that voted for Barack Obama, the same states, the same counties are now, you know, hicks because they're voting for Donald Trump. It's like literally the same people.
Right. Well, and you're talking about the Rust Belt states, which is really where it was swamped.
Which is what mattered here. Yeah.
877-970-2999. We'll also take your calls on the Baghdadi kill. Some of you had thoughts on whether or not the issue between Frank Morano and Carol Markowitz was very simple. Does the fact that he killed Baghdadi while affecting the pullout of our troops from some of the same area, actually, that this was done in, was this proof that his foreign policy stands up to the test? And in Frank Morano's words, should be kind of a litmus test on whether or not these neocons, again, Frank Morano's words, should be allowed to go back on the news shows to purport, we've got to stay there with the Kurds forever and hold their hands, because if we don't, they're going to get massacred, et cetera, et cetera. Carol says there's no blanket policy here. Frank Morano says ban them from TV.
I just want to hear Frank Morano say that Barack Obama's policies were correct because he got bin Laden. And that's what I want from Frank.
You know, I think the getting of bin Laden probably is something that bothers conservatives and center-right people forever. Just because Bush wanted to, and the fact that Obama was able to claim credit for it.
You know,
I think just deep down in their hearts somewhere, they were like, man, I wish Bush had been able to get
sure, it. I wish Bush, because then he would have been gotten sooner. That's my only wish here. I don't really care. But I would say, look, I would also think that Obama didn't get bin Laden, and I don't really think Trump got Baghdadi. Yes, the approved operations that we're imagining here, you know, do we really think somebody came to them and said, look, we can get these guys, and they approved the operation, and that's a big deal? Because what, they were going to say no? They were going to say, no, don't get bin Laden, don't get Baghdadi. I think we give a little bit too much credit to who is in charge when these men
I would disagree with you on Trump's part, only from this standpoint. He did say, basically, from the time he got into office, mm-hmm. why is there no intelligence on Baghdadi? He asked about Baghdadi and pushed for Baghdadi, basically, from day one. And it took him 3 years to piece this together mm-hmm. and to get it done. As General Boykin was saying in the last hour, when you're developing human assets on the ground, you have to develop trust relationships with people that are unlikely to trust you mm-hmm. in the short term.
I mean, I'm not saying don't give them any credit. Obviously, they're commander-in-chief. They say the final word on the matter. But I think the amount of credit that the liberal media gave Barack Obama and they're obviously not giving to Donald Trump right now is very telling. And I also think that, you know, you can't have this kind of bias from the media where they Obama got bin Laden, but Trump didn't get Baghdadi. I think it's either all or nothing here.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. And I'm not sure to answer honestly, I'm not sure that Frank would say that pro-Obama foreign policy voices have a role to play in future foreign policy if they did something that kind of went against the grain of, you know, current thought. I think Frank's big appreciation for Trump, and I was a slow convert to Trump. I was a Cruz guy all the way through the Indiana primary. I really had doubts about what was going to come out of his administration prior to him being elected, because I just didn't have a good feel for who he was or how he made decisions. But from day one of his administration, from a pure policy mm-hmm. standpoint, he's been the most conservative, the most truly pro-America president that I think that we've had. And he does that pushing back against his party and pushing back against the other party, most days always pushing back against the media and sometimes pushing back against foreign leaders. But what did Joe Piscopo say in hour one today? The overseas perception of what happened over this weekend is that America's tough and they went and took care of business and they're back. They're back, baby. America's the strong leader in the world again.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
So let's take a break. We will check the information as it continues to happen. We're also watching the president's Twitter feed this morning. If he tweets, of course, we will break in with anything important and vital. And coming up in the next hour, and I didn't want to rain on Gallagher's parade, but we've got Kim Strassel first on the Piscopo Morning Show. She'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Kevin McCullough and Carol Markowitz. All four phone lines open. You can get in right now. We're just taking your calls the rest of the way. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. Now check of traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, finally, some good news on the West Side Highway. Southbound side after 125th Street, an accident involving a motorcycle has been cleared out of the way. Still have heavy delays, though, starting from the Henry Hudson Toll Plaza. FDR on the southbound side hitting the brakes between the Triborough into the 90s. Also very heavy on the Harlem River Drive southbound approaching the Willis Ave Bridge. Slow go across the East River at the Brooklyn Bridge, making your way over to the Brooklyn side. Also going to need some extra time at the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges. Not moving much on the BQE heading westbound. You are jammed there between Queens Boulevard through to the area of Meeker Morgan. Over on the eastbound side, just a little bit slow between the Prospect and the Brooklyn Bridge. And the belt is going to cost you some extra time on the westbound side between JFK and Flatbush Ave. Hudson River crossings inbound at the George up 25. Lower level will cost you about 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln 30. Inbound Holland 25 to 35. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Helping out troops to be their best means ensuring they get the right level of physical activity, nutrition, and importantly, sleep. And if you're sharing barracks, then the enemy of sleep is snoring. To snore less, use Mute. Mute is an easy-to-use nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you'll get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth. So you'll snore less, sleep more, and everyone in your barracks or your bedroom will be happier. Whatever your mission in life, if you want to be at your best, win the battle against snoring with Mute!
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking it for 5 years, and I have not been sick once. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, I went to Texas 3 years ago with my wife and my son. We were all in the same hotel room. I was sleeping in the middle of them. They were both so sick, hacking away. My daughter called from Jersey. She was sick. She threw up. I never got sick. So nobody can tell me these things don't work. I mean, I'm thrilled with it. I really am. I just don't get sick. I don't even get colds anymore. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, appreciates how you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. He is such a loyal, great guy. You can get great discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillow's buy one, get one free. You can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO, and you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. MyPillow, 800-651-0798.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
All right, it's Joe Piscopo's show, AM 970 The Answer. Kevin McCullough and Carol Markowitz in for Joe and Frank. Matt Samblin in for Al. Charlie's holding the fort down, just like usual, doing a great job, and we're grateful that you're here. And the reason we couldn't get those phone callers on the air was there was some sort of, like, glitch. The Obama-Hillary team had found our phone lines, and they disconnected. They cut them all.
I knew it was a liberal conspiracy.
But Engineer Stu, maybe the greatest engineer in all of talk radio, has them back and going. So we can take your calls again, 877-970-2999. And I'm going to have to eat some crow because my question about the Mysterious Ways YouTube bumper earlier, my bride has she has slapped me down in text, and I'll give you the evidence of that coming up. But let's take a couple of calls. Dave from Irvington, you're up next with Carol and Kevin. Hello.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Dave.
Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Kevin, I want you to know that I listen to you from time to time on AM 970. From 3 to 4, you do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. 5 to 6 on 970, 3 to 4 on 570, but I really appreciate you.
Kevin and Carol, I am a Muslim American. You know, I'm a convert, and I couldn't be more ecstatic that we got rid of that creep from ISIS, you know, because I think it's important for my Christian and Jewish brothers and sisters to understand that these ISIS types, they have nothing to do with Islam.
Right.
You know, they are perverting their religion. And, you know, so I think President Trump, his strategy on how he did it, you know, was very practical, and it was the best way to go.
Dave, I appreciate that call. And on that note, the music's behind us, which means we're closing out this hour and opening up the fourth and final hour. Stay with us. It's Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970 The Answer.